Hello, Bobbles Nation. And then Michaela usually goes, beyond. So that was
Beyond. And beyond.
And beyond. We are here on location with some very special guests today. Do you like my podcast voice? Is it sexy?
ASMR.
It's very sexy. Hearing my voice on a podcast.
It's very sexy. Okay, it's not sexy at all. So we are here in Las Vegas. There is a big show. What is not like a magic show, like abracadabra. Like it's whenever I say we're at the magic show, they're like, oh, that's dorky.
In Vegas.
Like, no.
It makes it even worse.
No, we're not. This is not David Blaine. This is not like any of that shit. Yeah. We are here for work. We are here buying merchandise for the stores. So that's where we are. And we are, first, I'm here with two Bobbles stars. On my left here, S.J. Frenny.
S.J.F.
Yeah, introduce yourself.
My name is Sammy J. Frenny. No, it's actually not. I can't. Okay, no, I'm Sam Frenny.
Is that all?
I worked with Bobbles for 10 years, best 10 years of my life. And I've done pretty much everything you could think of. Like when the song started from the bottom, now I'm here. That's me. I literally started as a part-time stylist.
What do you say?
I was gonna say, we always say Sam.
No, I say it to you guys because I want to remind you.
Sam walked so we could all run.
Yeah, I walked so all these girls could run, for real.
Yeah.
So yeah,
we've seen some shit.
Oh my God, we've seen some shit.
Stay tuned for a future podcast.
Yeah,
for
that we'll talk about that later.
We'll dive deep. So we have the OG in the house, S.J. Frenny.
Represent.
And then we have Mackenzie Johnson, who is new to the franchise team, but she's been with the company. How many years, Mackenzie?
This is 4 years this month.
Wow.
Feels longer.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I know. Almost four years ago, we've already met. Yeah.
Our world collided, and it was instant love. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You were wearing polka dots that day.
Which is so not, so off-brand. But it was also COVID, and I was quarantining at my camp, which, camp. And I didn't have any of my clothes from New York, so I remember, like, online shopping from, like, probably Revolve, like, right before to, like, get an outfit in.
Dots.
And I had polka dots on.
Yep, black and white. Mm-hmm. What do you do now? Who are you? Tell me your story. Tell me who you are.
Yeah, so I started with Lindsay, 4 years ago. She wanted to open up a Portland, Maine location, been on her radar forever. We clicked instantly, and 4 days later, she signed that lease, which is probably what attracted me to you the most, is just like how you were just on it. And I just like loved that energy. So I started as the director of Portland, and then I became our brand director. So I really focused on the client experience, half of our business, and did the trainings all over our 8 corporate locations. And that brings me to where I am today as part of our buying team and product specialist. So I do it for our corporate side, but really mainly for our franchise side. We're the ones here at the show touching, feeling all the product. But it's like a dream come true. I never thought I'd be able to work in the fashion industry, living in Portland, Maine, where I'm from. So it's just such a full circle moment to like be able to be home, but like my dream job.
Do your dream.
Yeah. That I'm like on a buying team. It's just great. So.
It's boss.
Yep. Love
boss.
I love having her on the buying team.
Thanks.
I know. I do.
It's been fun. We all love it.
Not like that sounds selfish because she helps me do all the pictures and stuff, but like that, so that's a plus, but it's just like, it's nice to have you.
I love it. I love to be
here. Have like another, like,
I love the love. This is going to be a very lovey podcast.
Yeah, we all love each other.
So truth be told, the guest I have today, we actually recorded before, but the sound quality was so bad, and she is one of the most special people in my life, and I go, I have to re-record it. I have to hear every goddamn word this woman has to say. So she, sitting next to me, is one of my best friends in the world. I only have 2 friends. So you're 50% of my life. We have known each other for
how many years?
20. But we're only 30.
But we're only 26.
Yeah.
So exactly. When you were 6 years old.
Babies.
We met in diapers. And we both met when we were at the very beginning of our careers, which we'll dive into. And we have continued to kind of grow together on the same trajectory. Yeah. We've really come up side by side in all of it. You're a major inspiration to me.
Likewise.
Truly, you're such a boss. And I just love you so much. So, without any further ado, this is Maureen Borsodi. Maureen fucking Borsodi.
Yeah, we always have to add the fucking.
Wait.
That is,
it's applause, it's applause.
That's hilarious. Yes.
We love it.
Yeah. Hello. Amazing.
Hello, before we start, I have to take my earrings out.
Okay, yes, take the, yeah, you can't do the headphones and the earrings.
Yeah, I just have to take mine out.
I have little hoops.
I missed the mini mic, by the way. When we first recorded, and then we couldn't hear it, but she had a little mini mic.
The baby one?
The baby mic.
I like these.
You were so cute.
I just wanted to grab it and start singing.
It didn't work. I don't really understand. I think you have to be a TikTok star to understand them.
Do you see the thing?
I thought that it would be perfect and amplify my life, literally and figuratively, but it didn't fucking work. So.
I still think you should walk around with it everywhere you go.
Well, I like to see those interviews with the people with
That's why I got it. And I wanted to yell at everybody on set with it. And say, like, Mick, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
With my tiny mic. Yeah. But
I don't want to hear what you have to say.
Didn't work.
We should have another segment, Bobbles on the Street. I want to be Bobbles on the Street with the little
mic. You'd be so good at it.
You'd be so good at it.
I want to go up to people.
Okay.
Okay.
You don't want to go up to people. You don't even like people.
No, but I know. I don't know who I think I am.
All right. If I had a dog, perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe Bobbles on the Street, dogs.
Dogs. Only.
Dogs. Only dogs.
I only want to interview dogs.
Oh, you put peanut butter on the tiny mic and it's just the ASMR.
Bobbles Buddies.
Them licking tiny mic.
Bobbles Buddies.
Something.
Bobbles Buddies on the street.
I'm in something.
Come to us for business.
I want to do it.
Yeah. Correct. The sick part is we'll do it.
No, I want to do it.
That's the sick part. Maureen is just as well. How much wild shit have we done together?
Soon this will be a new business.
Yes.
And all of our dogs will be Instagram.
Correct.
Fans. I love that for us.
This is how business
starts. And in this group of four women, that's 46 dogs.
So many dogs.
So many dogs. So. Maureen is a stylist in LA. That's the most glamorous thing ever. I tell my coworkers tell everyone, my best friend's a stylist in LA, and they're like, oh my God, you're so cool. But we want to hear everything. Obviously, I know every move and every inch of your life that got you to this point, but we're sitting with two people who don't. So I'm going to kind of hand over the questioning to the people who don't know, because I know.
I know, and I have so many questions.
So many questions. Yeah.
Okay, so wait, let's just start
it off. Yeah,
okay,
start
so
it off.
We both are FITM alumni. For everyone that doesn't know what FITM is, the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising in downtown Los Angeles. I know from last night when we all went to dinner, you said that you and Nick, Kate, were going to move to LA, and you just knew, like, that was your manifestation of FITM. What was your major? Tell me about, like, the first month there. Like, what did it look like?
So before I went to university, I wanted to go to fashion school.
Yep.
And Joe Kelly, who is my dad, that only ever gets called Joe Kelly.
Shout out Joe Kelly, by the way.
That's a boss
name. I don't even think he knows how to log on.
Yeah.
Ever.
He's a firsty lasty.
Yeah.
We have to say the firsty and the lasty.
Oh, yes.
Firsty,
yes,
lasty.
Yes, yes, yes. I love that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I knew I wanted to go to fashion school, and he said, hard no. So I then went to a four-year school in my senior year. I said, okay, I'm moving to LA to go to fashion school. So I did the process. You had to submit a portfolio and all this work and what have you, and I worked so fucking hard. Like, my junior year of college, be damned, I spent every moment making this portfolio. I sent it in. I remember I went home because I was just, like, needing a moment, and my aunt and uncle were at my parents' house, and they were like, can we see your project? And I showed them. And the front page said, Los Angeles.
Oh, no.
So.
Sounds better, though.
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah. I had it right.
The same
the
work.
City has it wrong.
Yeah.
It means the same thing, right? Yeah.
Maybe they should consult me.
Yeah. I think geniuses are not good spellers, by the way.
You don't have to spell.
Who has time for that?
You don't have to spell. We have autocorrect.
Yeah. I mean, hello, Bobbles. Hello. We don't like to spell things.
No.
It's a sign of genius. Oh, all right. God. So we'll go on.
So me being me, even at 20, no, I guess timeline, I would have been 13 then.
Yeah.
I immediately emailed my director and I said, I spelled the name of your city wrong, but read the rest because I'm good.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I got in. And I got in my senior year of college, already knew I was moving. We finally moved August 1st. I got to LA and knew I needed a job, and I wanted to work at a store on Robertson Boulevard that was in all of the magazines.
Oh, I know the store. Can I say the store?
Sure.
Okay, it was Kitson.
It was Kitson.
That's great.
And
are you guys too young?
I have no idea what that is. I have no idea.
Did you read Us Weekly?
No, she was in the womb.
Probably was like 5. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, true.
No. I don't know what it is.
What about like Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah, I know Lindsay Lohan.
Paris Hilton era.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I remember that.
That was it.
That's where they shopped.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, like there. Yeah. Okay.
So I went there and I said, okay, you'll hire me today. They did. And I worked in the kids' store for a hot minute, and then one day Jessica Alba came in and I said, God. Maureen, go across the street and help Jessica Alba. And I was like, excuse me,
what?
I came from Michigan 14 minutes ago. Like, oh, and I did, and that was it. And then I joined the buying team, and I was working on the buying team at Kitson and going to school.
Wow. What was your major at FedEx?
Oh, I did the merch marketing path.
Okay, yep.
Yeah. Wow. But I did a fast track because I had already
that's what I did as well, because I went to normal university and then had all the credits transfer over. So
you must have seen every celebrity at Kitson.
Yeah. Who's the most famous person you've ever seen?
That's a great question.
Oh, Donatella Versace.
Oh my god. I just got goosebumps.
Breathe.
Goosebumps.
They said,
was she nice?
You know what? I don't even know, because I was just like, holy shit, that's Donatella fucking Versace.
Was she shopping?
Shopping.
She was shopping.
Shopping.
Oh my god.
For an hour with me, and I worked with her, and the whole time I was just like,
I feel like if she was mean, you would remember.
What do you sell her?
So she must have been
what
nice.
Do you sell her?
What the hell do you sell?
I have no idea, but that was.
Try on these mucklucks? What are you selling? Like, you can't do that.
You want a Kitson t-shirt on?
Do you remember what she bought?
We did have. No.
Yeah.
There was this brand there called Great China Wall, and I did always try to sell the shit out of it because we made the most commission on it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it was just like hand drawn stuff. And so my guess is if I was working with her, she bought some of that.
Yeah, you're like, definitely, that's, yeah.
But I do remember probably the second most famous person I ever helped was Lionel Richie.
Oh my god, I love him.
And when you were on the sales floor there, you didn't also check out. There were people running the register.
Yeah.
But I walked him up to the register, and at the time I had never seen one, but I knew what an Amex black card was.
Yeah.
And your name and nothing is on the black card. So he hands the black card to the girl checking him out, and I said, excuse me, sir, do you have an ID?
Oh my god.
Wow. I knew exactly who he was.
I love it. Did he laugh?
Oh my god, his face went blank. And then I was like, I'm kidding, I know who you are.
Oh my god.
Did he punch you in the face?
He laughed.
His daughter's Nicole Richie. He laughed.
I had been chased down the street by the paparazzi 2 weeks before thinking that was her. Yes. So I was I can do this.
Yeah. That's a flex.
Yeah.
Well, that's a flex.
They used to think that we
were like, dad?
We younger. I was like, dad, can I have one too?
Is she your all time icon starting from that era?
I mean, that era, she wasn't really.
No, that era was not it. That era was not it. That was not her best.
No.
That was Simple Life.
Which is coming back.
Yes.
I love that show.
Simple Life's coming back.
Yeah, they're doing a reunion.
With her?
With Paris
with
and Nicole.
That's hot.
I can't wait.
That's hot.
It's giving.
I love Simple Life.
Yeah,
they're so funny.
Yeah, and even Paris kind of has a resurgence right now as well. Did you see her runway?
She really has.
Yeah. Her show, her reality show was like, liked it.
Yeah.
She's stunning. She's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
11 and a half size foot.
Oh, I can see that. She's tall.
Wow. Yeah, she's very tall.
You must have met her a few times at Kitson.
Many times.
Yeah.
There are NDAs I have signed about some of those stories.
Wow.
You're joking. Did you have to do that with other people too? That's wild.
Not to this degree. I'll tell you when the mic's off.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Wow.
For the listeners.
Sorry, listeners.
For
sex to be you.
I'm just kidding. Advertisements. We will tell the story.
I was
going to
say,
we can be bought.
We can be
bought. We'll take a sponsorship.
Maureen said she'll do anything for money.
So I met you in this Kitson era.
Oh,
this
yes.
is where this is where the love affair started. This is where we meet. Thank you, Janessa.
Janessa.
There was a girl we met through a girl in my building who went to FITM, and we were at, her name is Janessa, but she would drink a lot. She was drunk a lot, and when she would drink, she was Janessa.
Janessa.
Everything kind of
stop. Like, do you still talk to her?
No.
You haven't seen her?
No, but I...
Do you ever try to find her? Like,
I'm apparently still Facebook friends with her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Facebook's going to listen to this.
So,
okay. You know what? Thank you, Janessa.
Janessa, we love you. Janessa, you're the real one.
I mean, if she knows, she's probably very jealous.
Janessa, if you're hearing this, follow them on Instagram.
Yeah.
Come on the podcast.
Come on the podcast, Janessa.
If you hear this, you have a seat right here. I want to hear the story, but I want to get this drunk first.
We have fangirl over you the whole time.
I've heard about Janessa probably 15 times in the 10 years I've been here.
She's our angel. Yeah. She's our archangel. Truth be told, we love Janessa because she
we love you.
She put our lives on a trajectory that is just
this beautiful thing.
If you know Janessa...
We love you.
Tell her to send her our way.
I don't think we know her last name.
No idea.
So this is going to end well. All Janessas are just going to apply now.
Yeah.
It's me.
I love it. It's like Anastasia.
We could do a lineup.
It's like Anastasia. Oh, I'm the real Anastasia. I escaped.
I love it.
The search for Janessa.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I love this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the next podcast. Yep. So after Kitson, what was the move after that? What was the next... thing?
I got poached by Kitson's main competitor in the way that I found out they were looking for an assistant buyer and I applied. But
poaching.
Poached is better for the story.
Yeah.
And I went in for the interview and Jay Hirsch, I love you with my whole heart and soul. Jay Hirsch hired me because I wore a suit and brought in graphs that, you know, I had learned in school, and she thought it was funny. And needless to say, this woman will forever live in my life as my mentor.
Oh. Did she, or the graphs even about? What are you graphing?
Who fucking knows? Like, about this, you should buy this many t-shirts and this many, I made them up, because when I was at FITM, I realized that, like, when you're studying to be a buyer at FITM, you're studying to be a buyer for, like, a Nordstrom. There's no...
They, like, yeah.
It's money and it's...
Math.
Math. Yeah.
And it's not calendar. It's literally, like, this date you do this, then two weeks later, it's very, like...
Scientific.
Mapped out system, but for a general...
Yes. There's no creativity or anything, and I was like, this ain't for me.
Yeah, no.
And so she thought it was funny that I could do that. And she goes, that's so neat.
Did you want to hang yourself?
It's so cute. Your graphs.
And my suit was from Target. And I got the job, and I took it to the dry cleaner. And to this day, I remember what the suit looked like. I remember everything. I know the dry cleaner it went to. And at the dry cleaner, it stayed. I never picked it up.
Oh, my God.
It's still there. If somebody wants to go pick it up. It's Target on East Los Angeles.
Janessa, can you go get the suit at the dry cleaner? Janessa.
Maybe we can bring you some good luck, too.
Yeah,
for sure. It's vintage at this point.
It's vintage Target.
Vintage Target. You've never heard of
Vintage Target.
We're going to put that behind glass on the wall.
Yeah.
Larry Bird's suit.
Literally.
Larry Bird's number. Yeah. Putting it behind glass, baby.
It's retired.
Yeah. So what is, can we talk about what brand, what company that was?
Oh, Shop Intuition. Shop Intuition. Which also had a huge celebrity tie-in because Jay's sister is Mindy Weiss, the celebrity wedding planner.
Yes.
So this is how Jay got her path.
That's awesome.
And so we had huge celebrity clientele there as well, but that's really where, like, Kitson, I had an assistant buying role, but I was making so much money as a salesperson, I would never leave the floor and do my actual job, because I just wanted the money. I will do anything for money. I'm not greedy, though.
No, I get it.
Whatever.
No, that's called hard work.
Yeah.
It's called hustle, baby.
I just like to buy things. We just like to buy things.
I love to buy things.
So we need the money to buy the things.
Yeah. And so there I really got into more how you guys buy with your eye and your gut.
Intuition.
And your intuition and your customer in mind. And I just, it was amazing. I loved every moment of it. It was when retail was gangbusters. So I could do I could buy a squirrel shoe and people would be like, yeah.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, what's a squirrel shoe? I'm picturing
I have no
tail.
Idea. Just like what came to my brain. Okay.
Oh, you made that up.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
That's the next business
plan. We're going to patent. Yeah. We're patenting that after this podcast.
We're going to let the dogs try them first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I picture a slipper with a tail.
That's exactly what I was picturing.
But the dogs like it. So
yeah,
you can you can play chase without having to throw a ball.
Okay,
yeah,
my brain went to like slippers for squirrels.
Oh, that's cuter. I like that better actually. Scratch what we just said.
Rascal.
Rascal.
Oh, Derek would be our number one. Market.
Number one. Oh, Derek
He'd be
Rando.
So cute.
My husband loves the wildlife. He would definitely put shoes on our squirrels if he could.
Yeah. He has a pet wild squirrel.
Yeah. Oh, Rascal. Rascal.
Yeah. Rascal. With his little squirrel slippers.
Yeah. All right, so we're at Shop Intuition. And what was the next big thing? What was the next changeover? I want to hear more about the evolution of the next.
The store closed at the end of 2009, and I didn't really know what I was going to do, so Mindy Weiss gave me a pity job, and I was really bad at it. I worked some very cool events, but that is not my space in life. And then I started my own business. I started freelance buying. And the girls in the showrooms were connecting me to their remote stores to have me buy for them locally.
So when you say I want to be an independent buyer, how would someone even begin to explore that world?
The job still exists, but the industry has changed so much. So I don't know, and that's sort of why I evolved into my role as styling, because as the industry has changed, as retail business has changed, the store owners are becoming the buyers, and they have to know what the merchandise is, they have to know who their customer is, so to hire somebody outside to do that became increasingly difficult, in the fact that even while I was doing the job, I eventually ended up full-time with one store. Mm-hmm. Because you have to be able to go look at a collection, look at a line, and say, Mary will wear this, Barbara will wear this, and you have to, if you're buying 16 pieces, you have to know before they land in your store where 12 of them are going.
Yep.
And so if you can't do that, then it doesn't really work.
I call them Bev. Yeah. Who do we have? Bev, Kara, Pam, Shay. I developed these people that we see every single day, and that's how I like kind of show the girls on the floor, but then us with what we're buying, it's nice to have that. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
You have to know your client.
Mm-hmm.
You have to.
Yeah.
Intimately.
Intimately. Yeah. And so then I pretty well was working full time for this. It was called Boutique to You. Again, it was a top.
I forgot about Boutique to
You. Yeah.
That was the stuff I forgot about. Oh, yeah.
And then they said to me, well, you bought it. It was your vision when you bought it. How would you style it for the website? So then I started styling, and when I did that, then the brands that I was buying from were like, well, you're doing that for other people, can you do that for us? And I accidentally became a stylist.
Yep. Starting with brands first, not client facing. It was not
correct.
Right. Correct. Right. Not customer facing, but store facing.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Correct. And then I was doing styling for them still, for brands, and then I was approached from one of the original box services to be their consultant, which...
The subscription boxes.
The subscription boxes, yes. Okay. To be their consultant, which ultimately led to being a founding partner, and did that for, I don't remember, 6 years or so, until they sort of went on their separate ways, and my current business had grown so much I didn't have the capacity for it.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you also, I know, are creative, and you can't train that, you can't teach that, you have it or you don't. So I want to hear about some of your more creative ventures, because I think it's so admirable that you don't just get an idea, you do it. You don't hesitate and you do it. And that's, you know, that's a, I think a true sign of an entrepreneur is not being afraid to fail.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to be a little sick in the head.
Correct.
Yeah.
Very.
And
very.
I mean, much like Lindsay, I get an idea in squirrel shoes every other day. But some of them live in you so deeply, keep you up at night, don't leave your head. You have to do it or you'll always wonder.
Yeah.
And so there have been a few of those that I have actually done. I had these horrendous, and everybody forgets about them, these horrendous headscarves for a hot minute.
I still have one. I'll never give it up.
Yeah. Actually, you know, there's hope. They could come back.
This is why I'm hanging on to it. It's also a memento. It's going in the case as well. But we're not talking about headbands. We're talking about, like, I mean, this is the boho California girl. This is her through and through. It was this one that goes across your forehead.
Headscarf.
And you tie it?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What do you do?
This is, it inspires PTSD to speak of them. But if anybody wants them,
we have to get through your trauma, Maureen.
Do you have some in, like, storage?
I have every single one.
Do we have pictures?
You
do?
We'll show you after.
Yeah, I want to see it.
We'll post it on the Instagram.
We'll post it. Actually, I was the model for one of the shoots.
Oh my God.
Put it in the carousel post.
I have no idea how the brainchild came to be, but so the scarf, they were layered.
Okay.
There were two fabrics in all of them. And they came around and then they tied, and they were a long
braid. I know what you're talking
braid.
About. I know what you're talking about.
It was a long braid that came and hung. And then the end had the three or six, depending if it was a layered one, you know, dangly things.
Oh my God.
For which Nick hand drilled pearls.
Yeah, mine has pearls, but I didn't know he drew them.
Hand drilled. Made the hole bigger to go through.
He's handy.
Through the fabric for every single one.
Wow. Nick or Sodi. He's got his headphones.
His wife had a vision.
And you're trying to kick him out.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know to this day how much money I made on those scarves, and it was $10,000.
Wow.
That's way more.
Scarves. Now, if you, like, think about
supplies, it was in at the time. This was not.
But if you think about, like, supplies and man labor and things like that, there was one Thanksgiving. We sold them to a pretty big store, and there was one Thanksgiving that there was a table, and my whole family was making these scarves, and I was going around going, wrong, redo it.
Oh, my God. It's a factory.
Yeah,
it's a sweatshop.
Call it what you will. Yeah. I think everyone, including my poor mother, got fired that
day. Oh, God.
They tried to get fired, I feel like.
I mean, honestly, they ought to have. So I had the scarves.
I think a big secret to being an entrepreneur and being successful at that is having a team to help you.
Yes.
You cannot go it alone. So how is it, you are one of the few I know that can work with your husband, and you have a really beautiful working, and I know too, personal relationship.